So what does it take to really succeed? In the last episode, we talked about starting a business. Now let's really focus on how to succeed. Welcome to Momstown 365. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And don't forget, Momstown 365 is a few minutes of fun every day. And when we talk about success, we're also talking about what does it take to not only succeed, but to prosper and to flourish. And it's not just about, it doesn't have to be just about business or your entrepreneurial ventures. It could be about anything in life that you really want, really, really want.
You sound like a song. To succeed, of course, you need a plan. I'm not a business plan type of person.
But life is happening.
Life happens even
when you're making plans.
When you're making plans. Get started. Like we said in the last episode, research and then go down the rabbit hole.
A few times. Chase your tail a few times, but better done than perfect.
Yeah, and, you know, giving up the goals that are seductive.
Ah, that has been very, very hard for you and I to do. We have been sucked down that seduction trail, that seduction rabbit hole so many times.
Yeah, and squirrel, shiny objects.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm looking at you, lady. Keep to the basics.
Okay, we simplify. Get it. We get it. We get it. We've learned.
Yes.
And if you are also experiencing the problem of giving up the seduction goals, then feel free to send us an email at Heather at Momstown or Mary at Momstown and sign up for our newsletter and tell us, you know, go to Momstown 365, join our newsletter, because these seductive goals are just not, they're just that. They're just seduction.
So have you ever seen logos where it's a mom standing and she has like 8 arms?
Yes.
Okay.
They were really popular in the 90s.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was.
But I'm not proud to be that person. I don't want that many plates in the air.
No.
I want 2 to 3 that comprise the whole business.
Because we have more fun, we flourish more when life is simplified.
Yes.
I have more, I do not have fun when I'm just like stressed out and I have too many things going in too many directions and I can't get back to anyone. And it just adds to the guilt. And okay, moms, we carry guilt
together. All the time.
All the time.
And because the things that keep us busy at home, you know, the kids, you know, grocery shopping, paying bills, doing laundry, organizing, clean, whatever it is, all that stuff never goes away. It's a rinse and repeat happening every day, every week of our lives. Okay. So that's where you're the octopus. But in business, keep it simple, very, very simple, and get really good at your craft.
Really good.
And then you
can expand. The 10,000 hours good.
Yes. Now, yeah, 10,000 hours.
Well, and the other thing is, it's good to have a vision, like doing the vision boards, because I do believe that those work. But I also have the problem of like the dream, like keep dreaming instead of focusing. So I focus more sometimes on the dream of what could be rather than what is. And enjoying what is. And I think you have more fun when you're not chasing seductive goals and you are enjoying what is and what is in front of you. So, for example, I could dream, like when the Malasada business, I could be dreaming about all the different locations we could open or expanding the business. But I can also enjoy the fact that I'm working the Malasada stand with my sons right now in the moment and flourish in that fun that we're having at the beach while they have this small window of time in between graduating from college and going on to their careers.
Right. I think when we
that should be success.
Yes.
Right there.
Exactly. And then when we're really potent, like you're saying, and focused, and getting really good at our craft, opportunities will come to us. And then we just decide, will that bring too much work or does it help with the ROI?
So maybe we dream about the goals. We dream about the things that are to come. We just don't know what they are. So we're not defining the dream. We're leaving it open.
Right.
What's coming up next? I can't believe our time already.
What does it take to stay committed to the business you wanted to start, and now you know how to keep it simple?
All right. Sounds great. Momstown 365, a few minutes of fun every day. And right now we're going to take a quick pause for our sponsor. We'll be right back.